Hey everybody, it's us. It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in there. all the regulars. Oh shit, I got the damn.
Turn
that shit down.
Damn. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I don't know. That's how I do in my sleep. Damn it. God damn. Because I thought of something. And it was something from a long time ago. You know what I mean? Reacted to
he
it.
Does, seriously. It's like it's like he has Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, it's like Tourette's or something.
Because it's just like, he'll just be sitting. I think he's mad at me about something. No. If something bad happened, he'll just be like over there at random. And all of a sudden, he'll be like, damn.
God damn. Well, sometimes it's being sore, too. You know what I mean? Like, if I'd worked out or something, I'll be real fucking sore. And I'll just roll over and go, God damn. Oh, shit. You know?
This is why I don't get any sleep.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, they got fucking badgers that do that. They just walk around fucking cussing. Nothing's even happening.
Yeah, see.
But I'm like, you know.
You remind me of
that. I'm like, I know exactly what you're going through, dude. You know, fucking walking around mad, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, well, look, I got my other movie in.
He's very excited. This is Jesse Eisenberg double feature.
Yeah, Eisenberg double feature. Vivarium. This was a good fucking
sci-fi
horror movie.
God damn, I
love
that movie. That was one of my favorite movies that we saw recently.
Some of my army buddies saw it because I recommended it, and they came back and cussed me out. Fuck did I just watch? You know what I mean? They're not real imaginative. And I said, well, think of it like Predator. Predator 1. Except it's happening in another dimension, and it's making you raise its baby. And, and they were like, oh, yeah, okay. I guess that's what that meant. You know, it's kind of silly, though. And I was, man, go ahead. Go ahead on.
Dumb people shouldn't watch movies.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It is. Like I said, it's actually one of my favorite movies. There was just something really, really like creepy and like Twilight Zone-y and unsettling about it.
It's like a long Twilight Zone episode, and it's just weirder and weirder shit was happening. And I didn't know what was going to happen. Now that I know what's going to happen, I want to see it again to see what I missed.
Yeah, what's it, that's definitely one of those ones where, like, now that you know, like, the secret or you know what the end's going to be like, you want to go back and, like, watch it again and see, like, yeah, we'll have to watch it this weekend or something.
Saw this one for, like, the third time last night.
Yeah,
it's another Eisenberg movie.
talked
about it yesterday. Art of Self-Defense. And I just saw more into it. It is the movie that I thought it was. It is a damn masterpiece. You know? It's a masterpiece. What this one is about... It's about masculinity, all right? Through the eyes of a fucking soy boy, all right? The guy who wrote the screenplay is soy as shit. He's on the fucking DVD talking about it, all right? He said that men scared him. You know what I mean? They were toxic masculinity and shit, and it was scared him. So he is the fucking main character in this story. That's him. But then now that I've seen it three times, Sensei is also the same character. All three of them are the same person in different stages of development, because it's about guys trying to become what they fear. So they've kind of internalized fucking evil in a way.
Yeah.
All right. But it is a dark comedy. It's pretty cool. I like Sensei in it. Even though he's a fucking psycho, you know, he's a fucking psycho. And what's funny is that I don't know if the writer really understood the story that he told, because he doesn't have any personal experience in any of this. He's soy as shit, you know, still is. All right. At the end of the movie, it comes right around and embraces fucking karate. Embraces karate at the end. The idea behind it. It was, it also embraced masculinity at the end of it. I don't know if he realized that, but it did. Because Sensei's version of masculinity was fake masculinity.
Well, yeah.
Toxic masculinity is always fake.
I mean, I thought that was pretty clear. And from a writer's standpoint, I would think that would have been...
Okay, I guess he understood it.
Yeah.
All right. Because the movie
we're
is
pretty smart us writer types.
Yeah. The movie was not anti karate, and it's not anti man. It's very good, and it has a lot of important philosophical lessons in the fucking movie about the nature of good and evil and where it comes from. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I like that.
All right.
You talk about it every
single You're just sitting there like,
show.
I don't want this motherfucker talking about the damn movie. What did you want to talk about?
Well, no, I just said, well, because you talked about it yesterday, too, because you just got it.
Well, no, because Mango's on there right now, and he tried to watch it last night. All right? We were talking about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I was doing a show.
You see, there's things that you didn't know. You didn't
know. Well, you didn't tell me.
Shouldn't have to tell you. You're supposed to be my partner. Me and you. Like
I'm supposed to be psychic.
Yeah, like wingman. You know, you're supposed to know. Supposed to know that I know what I'm doing. Let's see what Mango's saying now.
No, what is why I didn't know that was because last night I did a live show, Conspiranormal. What they've been doing, Adam Sane and Company.
Yeah.
In the kind of, going up to the Strange Realities Conference, which starts on September 25th, they're kind of having, like, all the speakers that are going to be at the conference, they're having them on, like, you know, two or three at a time, and they're doing, like, a live hour, just as kind of like a teaser for people, like, to get people to buy tickets to the conference and stuff. So, I was on there last night with Stephanie Quick and Kiki Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like, it was just a fun, like, kind of loose hour. We kind of, like, talked a little bit about what we were going to talk about at the conference. And we just kind of, like, shot the shit. I talked about the podcast song. I talked about the case I was going to talk about. All that kind of stuff. So it was kind of fun. Also, I just got a message the other day that, earlier today, rather, that Tim Banal from Banal America or Banal of America or whatever it's called. It's, like, affiliate with Coast to Coast AM. He wants me to be on the show Friday night.
For Coast to Coast or his own
his
show?
His show, yeah.
His show.
I'm not sure if it's live or if it's recorded. He just wanted me to be on, he said, Friday night from 9 to 11.
Okay, cool.
So I just found out about that.
What topic, you know?
I don't know. It'll probably, I guess I'll figure it out when he starts asking me questions.
I haven't heard Coast to Coast in a long time since Art died. I wonder what Coast to Coast is up to now. Well, actually, Art left Coast to Coast. Then he went and did his own thing. You had old what's-his-name on there.
What's his name?
Oh, what's his name? Old Jack Hole.
What Jack Hole? That's a very broad category.
The old Jack Hole. The guy who took Art Bell's place. Who was
George Norrie.
George Norrie. And George Norrie was a dick. I saw him really mistreat some fucking guests before.
Yeah, he really was very
fucking dick.
Condescending.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I don't know what the hell that was about.
Yeah, if a guest... You know, said something or sneezed too many times. Oh, I can't have this on air. You know what I mean? He totally did that. Yeah, because that guy coughed too many times.
Yeah, because that guy had like a cold or something like that.
He's getting through the show. He's all right. Can't have this.
Why don't I just call you back when they're blah, blah, blah. We'll reschedule or something like that. He got like really like butthurt.
And the
about
guy's
it.
Like, what? And he's like, yeah. And he was fucking butthurt about it. And then like,
it's not like the guy was going like into the microphone or anything.
And then we had to put up with fucking George Norrie for a couple of hours. This dumbass.
Yapping about whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, I don't know. Oh, Louis said it was strange seeing Jenny without Tom. Oh, you watched that? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was actually talking to him before.
Yeah.
For a few minutes.
Because like a nerd, I went in there before. Because they're using, they're setting up this, it's called StreamYard. And they are going to be using that for the conference. So that was another reason, like, why they wanted to do all of this, like, previous, like, teaser shows. So they could kind of, like, you know, figure out how it worked and, like, you know, perfect everything. And so I had never used it before either. So me being, like, paranoid and knowing, like, with technical things that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. So it's like as soon as they sent me the link, I, like, went in there, like, not really knowing what was going to happen. So I was sitting there with them for like half an hour while they were like working out all the bugs with the green screen and all that other kind of stuff. And I'm just kind of sitting there going, hey, you guys.
Yeah, but I was on there before it went live talking to everybody. But you guys missed. You all right, Jenny?
You better shut me off like George Norrie.
you take you off the show? Are you sick?
No, I have heartburn.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's supposed to be from them red beans and rice.
Yeah, that's why. It's good, but it always gives me really bad heartburn. I thought he was going to, like, get up and, like, push me out of here on my rolling chair.
You have to roll you out. Dude, pull a nori on you.
he's going to
shove
me out of the frame.
I got to do a George Nori fucking voice. I got to fucking practice
I can't
this.
Even remember what his voice sounds like. Because you used to listen to that all the time. You used to listen to that all the time.
He was kind of mush mouth.
Okay, yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I didn't really like Nori.
No, I didn't either. Like I said, he came across as like a barely restrained, like,
yeah, a
douche canoe. Yeah. And it's, you know what I mean? It's like he couldn't help like it leaking out. It was
And Art was the shit. He was just a fun guy to listen to. He could just make the dumbest fucking topic sound really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Just there's something about Art Bell's voice. There was somebody who bought his archive and was streaming that shit on YouTube, all his old shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it streamed in a while, but it's probably, you can find it. It was like Art Bell 24/7. It was, somebody owns the archive because it wasn't getting flagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of neat to hear those old shows.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's an audience out there for it. It's like, look, even a couple people in the comments said they still listen to that stuff.
Yeah.
It's nice to have something that you can listen to that's like just in the background. Like when I'm working on stuff, like, you know, if I'm doing some graphic design work or something like that, that doesn't need like a lot of like reading or concentration or something. I like to listen to this. I just found this guy like a few, because I really like Mr. Nightmare and all that kind of stuff. Like all the scary stories like from Reddit and stuff. But I found this other guy, his channel's called B Busta, and he's Australian, and he has a great voice. And like, so he reads like all these like true ghost stories and like skinwalkers and all this other kind of stuff. And he'll do like these massive shows that are like 3 or 4 hours long that are just like 3 or 4 hours of scary stories. And it's like, it's really nice to like put that on in the background.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know what I mean? And it doesn't have like any, you know, goofy sound effects or anything like that usually.
Yeah.
It's just kind of his cool voice like in the background telling you all this creepy shit.
The one I could listen to forever is fucking, when Art would have that damn, that fucking dude that would just sit and talk about Mars. I forgot the guy's name.
That is the only show that I remember was like the Elevator to Mars Man, right?
No.
Was that the same guy?
I don't think so.
Who was the Elevator to Mars Man?
I don't know. But
why do I remember that one so vividly?
I really don't have any idea what you're talking about. There was this guy who his whole specialty was talking about Cydonia, I think is what he called it. He had named the place where the face was, and the said there were pyramids there, and that, you know, they were trying to line all this shit up. And
he's, that shit ain't there.
That dude would bullshit for fucking hours. And what do we have over here? If we look in this corner, we plainly see across this what it would have looked like millions of years ago. And then Art's going, Art, you're going like, I see
for
something.
Oh,
yeah. And he goes, millions, what we're looking at here, Art, this is an international airport on Mars. And you know, oh, it sure is. It does look a lot like an international airport. If you can lay LAX right over this, and you can see that this is almost an exact reproduction of LAX. Who is that dude's name? Come on, man. Cydonia. And what was that guy?
I don't remember that guy's name. That sounds totally legit.
Somebody in there. Oh, the Art Bell archive got taken down. Oh, shit. Oh,
man.
So I guess he didn't own it.
Maybe somebody else has put it up, like on like
Whitney Strieber,
like Vimeo or something.
No. Whitney Strieber was
the guy that wrote Communion and
said
he got kidnapped by aliens. He also wrote The Hunger, though.
Yeah,
so,
that dude, know, Whitney Strieber's crazy.
He is crazy. Yeah.
That dude's crazy. I was thinking of the guy. Maybe you guys might remember his name. He was the one that would just go on and on about what was on the surface.
I can see his face, but I can't think of what his name is.
Yeah, and he's still around trying to lie about Mars.
Well, it's even a lucrative, I mean, it's a lucrative thing to go around. If you can go around, and in a way, I kind of admire the grift, because I mean, although some of these people might not be knowingly grifting, they might just be like going around doing this shit because they actually believe it. But if they're not, I do actually admire a person that can just go around and just tell all these bald face porkies, as they would say in the UK, just with a totally straight face and like not crack up or be like, hey, I'm just shitting you.
The Mars dude had an excuse back in those days because there wasn't any real clear photography.
Yeah.
So you could use your imagination. Now you got rovers that have fucking been in that area, seen all that shit. Fucking.
Well, yeah, but you can still continue the grift because then you can say that all that shit was faked. See.
Yeah, you could say
like
you,
the rover never went there. It was just going around a room in a studio, or they touched it up so
touched
it wouldn't look.
Up,
you
so
can.
It.
There's the thing with those types of theories is that you, no matter what evidence comes out to the contrary, then they will just think of some way around it.
Because Mars, I think, if I remember correctly, has some good satellites in orbit around it now. And I think every square inch of it's been photographed, like in HD.
Yeah.
The satellites have covered it pretty well. They're going to send that damn helicopter there. I think that left a couple days ago. I'm not sure.
But, you know, like I said, that's not gonna like deter anybody that's really into that kind of stuff. Because they're so invested, whether they're making a bunch of money at it or whether, you know, they actually do believe it. Once you go that far down the path and you're that invested in that theory, then nothing that anybody says to you.
Richard Hoagland.
Like,
yep.
That's it. That's
Richard Hoagland.
Yeah.
That's it. Bee's Nest.
I knew his name, but I couldn't
Richard Hoagland is still out there as far as I know, still fucking telling tales about fucking Mars. And ancient ruins on Mars. And I'm sorry, there's no ancient ruins on Mars, not on the surface.
To be honest, you probably are safer talking about, like, Atlantis and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, there's, like, a lot of the ocean and stuff that hasn't been... I mean, yeah, that could still be down there somewhere. It could be, like, super deep where we can't get to. But Mars has been pretty well mapped.
Well, there's a lot of cool shit out in just in the solar system that needs to be looked at. I mean, there's a good chance that there's microbial life on Mars. It's going to be underneath.
I don't doubt that.
It's going to be on the underneath the surface, though.
Yeah.
And there's a very good chance that there's some life on in the oceans of Europa.
Yeah.
I
think that's actually very likely.
You're right. That's probably salt water. It's
but little microbes
water.
Don't build airports.
What's that?
Little microbes don't build airports.
No. No, I'm sure there was probably surface life on Mars at one time, but I don't think it ever got very advanced. I mean, you're probably maybe talking about coral, maybe... It would have been ocean life, I think. Probably really nothing even on the surface.
Yeah,
it would
have probably been like the same shit that you saw here, like, you know.
In the real primitive oceans.
Yeah, even, that's kind of what I feel like.
Not even fish yet, probably. Just things like corals and maybe things kind of like worms, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
we have several people saying we should do a show on Art Bell. I'll write down that topic.
How do you do a show on Art
Bell?
Well,
I don't know. I'll just write it. I'll write it down and I'll put it in the topic box.
Okay.
And then when it comes up in the poll, then if you want us to do it, then vote for it. You know what I mean? Somebody, when I was doing the show last night, Adam Sane asked me, like, what we were going to do for the Halloween show. And I was like, holy shit, dude. I didn't forget about it. Well, I didn't forget about it. It's just that since we started doing the polls and stuff, I guess I can do, like, if I can think of, like, five topics to put in the poll that are kind of Halloween-themed. But I don't know, because I was kind of like, I like doing a special for Halloween, but I told him on the show last night, I was kind of like, we used to do, you know, Halloween, we do like a big, like 2 or 3 hour show. And it's like now every fucking week, our show is like 4 hours long. So it's like, it's now I feel like obligated. It's like to do a special when it has to be like fucking 6 hours or something.
Yeah, they're asking about.
Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, bro.
When's my birthday? September 26th.
Yeah. Somebody was asking, you know, have they ever landed on Venus, and they did. It was back in the 70s. Venus, you're never really going to do much with Venus. It's very high atmospheric pressure and real hot. Got a real intense greenhouse effect.
Yeah, aren't all those clouds like it's like a fucking ammonia and shit?
Yeah,
like the
atmosphere is real toxic. You're talking sulfuric acid is like one of the major things in the atmosphere. And chlorine, shit like that. It's fucking bad. Real bad. Now, they're talking about terraforming Mars. Mars is never really going to be a good planet to live on for very long. It's very low mass. That's what's wrong with it. It doesn't have enough of a gravitational pull to maintain an atmosphere for very long. You know, maybe...
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Tired of waiting. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Mark's sending us them damn flash bulbs.
That's my birthday money.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an old bat.
You're not that old. You keep sending shit like that, Mark, and I'll go have her rebuilt. I'll go take her to that same plastic surgeon that damn Barbara Eden had.
He's going to have me rebuilt.
I'll have her fucking rebuilt from the ground up. But she'll come out here, pew, look like a fucking porn star.
Can I have $6 million man powers?
You can have $16 million. We'll put you bionic legs and eyes and everything. Yeah. I was trying to talk about something intellectual and you fucked me up. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, how does it feel?
I don't remember what it was. I remember what it was. The problem with Mars is that it doesn't have enough mass. It's too small. So any atmosphere you give it will leak out eventually. So you might be able to unlock some water, you know, and get some water going, try to maybe get some kind of an atmosphere, but it wouldn't maintain it for very long. The atmosphere is very thin. People don't realize it's only a little bit thicker than the moon. It has 200 mile an hour winds, but it doesn't even blow because there's no density to it. It's so thin. But Venus, actually, it might be a better place to terraform. But you have to get rid of that atmosphere.
Yeah, if we could blow that atmosphere off
and
of there.
And there was ways where they talked about you might be able to bombard it with stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
You're not old, Jen. Do a story reading for Halloween. Yeah, I might actually do that again.
You might be able to bombard Venus with a bunch of comets or something. And try to push off that old atmosphere. Or maybe put something like Wayland Industry fucking... nuclear reactors that fucking change the atmosphere into something else through some kind of chemical process. You might be able to get some of that toxicity out. Maybe fuck up its ozone and stop the damn greenhouse effect. That might help. Because really, Venus is like Earth's twin. It's just a little bit closer to the sun.
Yeah.
And the main difference is just... that the greenhouse effect. It didn't evolve the same way the Earth did. But you might be able to get it to evolve. It would still take a long time.
It's very nearly the same size as Earth.
Yeah,
little bit smaller.
Yeah, and I think it's the surface, its core and everything are real similar in makeup. You probably have a lot better chance of terraforming Venus than you would Mars. You could live on Mars right now if you brought technology with you. But you'd never be able to step outside like you would and enjoy the day like you would, you know, on Earth.
Yeah, you just walk outside there. You're like, oh, my skin fried off. God
damn. Now it's cold. It's pretty cold. It actually depends. Summer, around the equator time, it can get into the 70s. But the atmospheric pressure is very low. You know, it would kill you. You'd pop.
Like a tick.
He kind of popped, probably.
Forrester O'Don says, I heard an interview with a scientist who said that with modern materials these days, you could build the $6 million man for about $200,000. What a bargain.
Yeah. That was weird, though. I remember when that movie came... I remember when that program came out, man. And I love that fucking soundtrack. And looking back on it, that was like almost like one of the first industrial music.
It kind of was, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could say, go back and watch some of those.
Yeah, or maybe you could say the theme to Doctor Who might have been industrial.
It was a bit, yeah. I was just thinking of the Mystery Science Theater sketch where he rebuilt the bots and gave them improvements and he gave them bionic man noises.
I like both theme songs, but the $6 Million Man theme song, and you British people can go check that shit out yourself, was a lot more masculine. It was fucking more... It was more masculine. It had more of a testosterone-infused sound to it. Sounded like you were going to blow some shit up when you're listening to that. It's cross between astronauts and shit blowing up.
Yeah. Two of Tom's favorite things.
Hell yeah. Especially when I was a little kid. Watching it, astronauts. Oh fuck yeah, shit blowing up. Oh hell yeah. Whoa.
This is the best thing ever.
Best thing ever. And then they're showing the fucking schematics of his legs and his eyes. And he ran so fast that he ran in slow motion. So we started to do that as kids. We just run slow.
Me and my brother did that.
Yeah, we would run slow like that and pretend that we were running. I'm coming. Hell yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Like
I said, I'm pretty sure.
And it was like symbolic for you running fucking fast. Everybody else will slow down too. That way you could fight slow motion and you pretend that it was like fucking it, Matrix shit. We thought of the Matrix before there was Matrix. We invented that shit. Me, Jimmy, and Mike. Jimmy and Mike North, two brothers.
You're like, give me my royalties North, now, North. Please.
Yeah.
He wants all the Matrix money.
Well, yeah, they got that from us, man. You're like fucking dodging in slow motion punches and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, I guess the Wachowskis were watching. Then I'd fucking tie a damn beach towel
around my neck, get my mom's dish gloves, and put my dad's helmet on. Get on my shred bicycle. I'm sure
you look super badass.
I was turning into fucking Evel Knievel. That was my Evel Knievel outfit.
That's adorable. We still need to find. I want to find what happened to that picture of you as a kid where you look like fucking Damien.
With like I have lots of them.
Well, yeah, because you did look like Damien when you were a kid. But there was one in particular that I was thinking of.
When I was in my military school uniform?
No, because you were older in that one. This one was one when you were maybe 5. What the hell happened to that picture? I thought it was around
I looked like baby Damien. Baby Damien from the old fucking Omen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like the one from part 2. Right, like with the military school Damien or part 3 or whatever.
That was the one where I was I was in that little African safari outfit. Right? A black and white photograph?
It was black. Yeah, I think it was black and white.
Yeah, you didn't notice
that. With little chubby cheeks or whatever.
Yeah. My mom had me in an African safari outfit. I just didn't have the pith helmet on.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I didn't notice that it was safari. I guess because it was a black and white
photo,
so I didn't realize like what.
My mom used to fucking dress me up this shit.
I think.
But dress me up like a 1700s patriot and shit with a three-cornered hat and shit.
I had something else. I thought you were gonna say something.
Had one dressed up like a I was dressed up like a fucking like a just like 1700s.
Yeah, like Paul Revere or something.
Yeah, tri-corner hat and stuff. She got that idea. She took me to fucking one of these little fucking things out near her house because she. But where was that? Gettysburg.
Yeah,
I think it was Gettysburg. No, not Gettysburg. It was another one of those burgs. It was like a tourist.
Iceberg?
It was a tourist trap that when you went there, it was like it was back in time. Like
Williamsburg?
Williamsburg. I think it was Williamsburg, yeah. She took me to Williamsburg and she got that shit. She had the little knee socks
and the little shoes. You wore knee socks.
Yeah, had that.
Hindenburg.
Yeah. She dressed me up like a Dracula. I had a Dracula outfit.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I had that. I went trick-or-treating in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was made out of rayon. She made it.
I was like my mom made a lot of my Halloween costumes as well. Yeah. Like I had a few years where I just had like those crappy ones that used to just get at 7-Eleven or whatever. That was just like the plastic sheath and like the little like plastic cheap mask.
My mom was friends with other women that lived on our fucking block. You know, like my friends' moms, and they all fucking in a competition to make stuff. Like you know she dressed me up as a Jawa.
I was a Jawa too. She had like an old blanket that was like exactly the same, like a wool blanket that was exactly the same color as the Jawas cloaks.
Yeah.
So she took that old blanket and like made the cloak out of it. And then I had like those little glasses that had like the little red pinpoint like things in it, and it was all dark under there. And when I went out trick or treating, because I grew up in Florida, you guys, and Halloween is never cold ever.
Yeah.
So I went out trick-or-treating and I was out for about half an hour, and then I had to come back and change into a different costume because I was gonna die of a heat stroke because it was like a really 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 hot costume.
Yeah, talking about Bigfoot and the $6 million man. I remember all that.
It's funny because speaking of it not being cold on Halloween ever, the first time when I was a kid, when I saw the movie The Lady in White, and which I guess is like set up in New England, and it was Halloween and they were talking about how cold it was, and I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not cold on Halloween. Like, I didn't understand that like it was cold on Halloween in other parts of the country.
Yeah,
because it's never cold here on Halloween, which is a shame.
Business talking about Ninja Jim. What are you talking about, Ninja Jim? I didn't really catch what you were talking about, but yeah, I had all kinds of stuff that I would got dressed up as because I wanted to be this or that, you know. I wanted to be an airplane at first. That was the first thing I wanted. I wanted to be a P-40 Tomahawk.
Yeah, not a pilot. He wanted to be an airplane. I wanted to be
the airplane, yeah. That was the first thing I remember wanting to be. I wanted to be the airplane. And I wanted to be a P-40 Tomahawk because I had one. It had the fucking Shiger. Mine had the Flying Tiger mouth painted on it. You know?
Yeah.
It was a model. My dad made the model and gave it to me. And
you were like, I want to
be that. Yeah, I want to be that airplane. Yeah. Because I was a little kid, yeah. And then and then I had a model of Dracula. All right. And his hands and his face would glow.
Oh, remember that model? Yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I had that model.
Was that an Aurora model?
I think so. It wasn't painted. It just would glow, you know? Yeah. And in the middle of the night, that thing would be fucking glowing, and I'd fucking crack my eye open and look at it and get scared.
Well, yeah, and little Dracula. Yeah, like, little Dracula. I'm going to get you, little boy. Shit.
Yeah. And then for some reason, I fucking decided I was going to be a vampire. I was going
to
be a Dracula.
Well, you're trying to own your fear, man. Yeah. Because you would be a bigger vampire than him.
Yeah, so.
You were asserting your vampire dominance.
Yeah, so mom made me a Dracula outfit. I had a little medal and everything, you know, to go along with it, like a little Dracula medal. And I remember walking around that thing, I'm going to be a Dracula. I'm going to be a Dracula.
He's not going to be a vampire. He's going to be a Dracula.
I'm going to be a Dracula. Little did I know, just what, 15, 20 years later, I'm in a goth club with fucking fangs.
Did you ever actually wear fangs to a goth club?
Long time ago.
I don't think I
When they were
did.
New.
I don't think I ever knew.
That man, when they first hit, when they were custom made.
Yeah.
And fucking hardly nobody had them. And then fucking contacts were when they were brand new. Fucking, they were expensive.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And if you had those, you were fucking pimping. You were fucking pimping.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I can never afford them.
Though. Now they're cheap.
Well, yeah.
They're cheap. If you wear that shit, it's kind of fucking... Well, for special events, you know, some people can pull them off certain outfits.
Yeah, like we went to the vampire ball at the castle a couple years ago, and I didn't put any fangs in or nothing, but it's like I had red contacts, and I had the whole hair pieces and all that kind of shit. It took me fucking forever. Although the outfit that I wanted to wear didn't work out. So I had to go with plan B. I hate when that happens. You have to do a run through, like rehearsing. Oh my goodness. Is that all that you have to say?
Yeah.
You think it is?
Yeah. I remember, he's talking about the Aurora kits. I was thinking about getting some model kits of the fucking old Star Trek ships. Yeah. I bought some when I was a kid. There was one little model kit that had the Enterprise, a Romulan warbird, and a fucking Klingon battlecruiser. It was all in the same kit. They weren't very big.
Yeah.
They were only like that big, each one. I wonder if those kits still exist. They were like something that were made in the 60s.
I'm sure you could probably find some, but you'd probably have to pay a pretty penny for them.
Unless somebody's got... See, the mold may still be out there.
Yeah.
So you can still make them. That company might still exist.
I found one because I was looking for one for you for your birthday or Christmas or something like that. And I found one, I found a hobby shop that had them, a new version of it. Yeah. But they were out of stock, I think.
They were out of stock, yeah.
Yeah. And I couldn't find it on
there. Yeah, I also liked the stuff from Wrath of Khan and, fucking Star Trek The Motion Picture. The models from those.
Yeah.
It was all that. There was something about that era. The old original television series and the movies with Kirk and Spock. There's something about the way those ships looked. They just looked really cool. And I think there may be kits out there with fiber optic filaments so you can make all the lights and all the windows fucking light up. And effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was going to do it.
Uhura's little hot ass in there in the window.
Yeah, Uhura in there. Look, you look in the window and Uhura's fucking sitting there.
After I did the show last night, we were watching Cat's Paw, right?
Yeah.
The old original Star Trek episode, which is actually one of my favorite ones because I like any of the ones that are horror-based, like that one. Yeah. And I like the Jack the Ripper one where it looks like Scotty kills somebody, or does he really kill somebody or something? I've seen that one a couple times.
No, he gets accused of...
He gets accused of killing somebody, and it's like a Jack the Ripper planet.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they have those.
Yeah. Jack the Ripper planet.
The Cat's Paw one was like the witchcraft planet.
Well, it wasn't.
It was aliens that were taking that from Earthling's memories or your subconscious or something.
Yeah. We were fucking watching. We've been watching the original Star Trek off and on for the past couple weeks.
Yeah, if there's nothing else going on and series. We don't have anything. Yeah, they're very comforting.
Yeah.
Like I said. So we started watching them from the beginning.
Nothing but good looking women on Star Trek.
I know, even though all their outfits look like they were made of like sofa upholstery.
Yeah,
fabric.
Sofa upholstery. Well, but not the uniforms.
But in a cool way.
Not the uniforms. Nichelle Nichols, man, she's fucking awesome in that.
Yeah, she's awesome. Everybody was awesome on that. We were laughing because I always forget, even though I've watched the whole series through probably 3 or 4 times, I always forget that Chekhov doesn't really get into the show until like a little bit into the season, into the second season.
Season two, yeah.
And it took them a while to decide on what wig they wanted to give him.
Yeah. He had some fucked up hair. He'd have different haircuts every time he saw you.
They were trying to get him to look as much like Davy Jones as possible, but it's like it wasn't really working out.
Yeah.
So it's like the one we watched last night or the night before, like I was just kind of like, oh, this wig was not a good idea. It's like some of them he looked good, but then there was one wig where it was kind of like all swept to one side, but then there was just like this one piece that was just like hanging there like that. And my hair does that sometimes too, so I feel him. But like, I was like, why didn't they fix that? It's like they could have like fixed it with hairspray or something. It was like really, really bothering me. But yeah, so
yeah, we can go ahead and chat it off.
All right. So anyway, hopefully you guys have a good rest of your Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will be back on the live stream as usual Saturday night for the big episode. We'll be drinking.
Yep.
Talking about a fascinating topic, as usual.
Yeah, this next one's going to be good. You guys are going to like it.
Yeah, it'll be super fun.
It's kind of a paranormal one.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I guess it kind of is.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see you guys then. And thanks for stopping by. Thanks, everybody that contributed. You guys are awesome. Bye.